Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and today is another day, I guess, another day in the year. Let me see the date here. It's the 8th of April, and tomorrow is the start of our four-hour monthly marathon healings, body rejuvenation, getting rid of alien critters out of us. So tomorrow will be the Ascension Call, which will be the 9th of April, and then the 10th, 17th and 24th are the days that we go to the light ship for 8 hours. And we're also in quarantine throughout the month. So, everybody, let's see how the fast chat's doing. Are you out there in cyberspace? Carrie?
I'm here.
Okay.
excuse me. Sorry, I'm just having some pea soup here. Excuse me. Yes, there's a bunch of people on the fast chat already, so let's have a little peek here. Let's see who we have. We have Lindsay, Dulce, Rhonda, Ma, Tom, Sarah, Lorna, Chia, Jane, Ed, Chris, and Stephanie. So, hi, everybody.
That's
probably
good.
Lots of people who haven't written yet. Yeah, so that's great. So Friday night, paranormal Friday night. So, do you want to do a few clearings first, Ron? We don't have any questions.
We'll do a paranormal clearing. Let's do one for people who have a ghost hanging out in their room.
Here we go.
This is the room that you're listening to our show on. Going to get rid of a critter or two. So here we go. These are Earth-based entities. They're already frozen in time right now. So if they're hearing my words, they're not leaving. So we'll see if your hair on your arm stands up or something, or maybe it's inside of your body. Here we go. Going to release these energies, emotional bodies that are hanging out with you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okie doke. So let's see what happens here, if anybody has felt anything. And we'll do another clearing here. We'll bring in some oxygen for everybody. So here we go. We'll bring in an oxygen. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. That was number 7, oxygen. So we're going to take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, and just see how you're doing. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. One little question I did see on here. Ma is asking, can I do the century clearing online? I don't have a phone.
Yes, you can. It should be already there. And just after you do it, let me know. Give me a phone call or just give me an email, and I'll tell you how long you've been here. So just do the clearing first and let me know, and I'll tell you. I'll get back with you. So that way you can figure out. Well, maybe not figure out, but know how long your spirit's been trapped here for these consecutive incarnations. So let's talk about our Q&A coming up here. So every Friday night, normally we do a Q&A. It'll last for 1 hour. And the Q&A is after the BBS program. And the phone number is 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 9009. So if you like, come on after the BBS show tonight, and we will answer some of your questions if you have any. Normally it's related to healings from the light ship, you know, what to do next for a healing, what's the healing about, different things like this here. And it's for the newcomers to get acquainted to maybe questions that they don't know, you know, what to ask on the fast chat or what to even ask, as other people might kind of prompt them by some of their questions too. So you can also stay on the BBS fast chat, and we will be monitoring that also. So I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, we have a sponsor tonight, and a voice that we haven't heard in a little while, I don't think. So we have Chris to welcome back onto the show. So, oh, Chris is not with us yet. Okay, we're waiting for Chris to be dialed up, so we'll have him in a minute. Sorry about that. So let's have a look. Let me hit the archive and see if we have any more questions. Okay, Tina is asking, do humans have more of a right to be here than aliens?
Well, the aliens that are taking away our free will, free choice, that would be correct, yes. Normally, this should only have physical bodies on it that have a spirit in them. Now, aliens could have that also, but it depends, you know, what they are doing with their energies. Initially, this planet was created, you know, to have free choice, free will. So whatever is coming between you and that, that energy should not be here. I guess that's the best way to answer that. And, you know, if you look at it, a lot of the humans shouldn't be here either, you know. But anyway, this is the way the planet was. Initially created to live in this wonderful energy of non-judgment. So I hope I answered that question.
Yeah, I think so. Ed is asking what the difference is between downloading and channeling.
Huh. I don't know. You know?
Maybe downloading is getting the information but not talking it out, speaking it out right away, and channeling is kind of moving aside and letting something else have your body.
I would say so, yeah. I instantly get information, but I'm not channeling, so it just comes in. It doesn't necessarily come in because I'm already there. So I'm just bringing forth information instantly from what people need to know. So that's what I do. I don't sit there and, you know, do mantras or, you know, uncross my legs and hold my fingers a certain way like a meditative state. You know, I'm just plugged in all the time. So for me, it would be like an instant download, we'll say. But I'm just coming from the space of light, and the information I'm giving you is from that aspect. So I don't need to be connected. I'm already connected. So if the question was kind of related to myself here, that's the way I would answer that question.
Yeah, that makes sense. Hopefully that makes sense to you, Ed. Hart is asking, can we time crash all ET parasites?
If everybody on the planet would do it at one time, yeah, we could do that. Up to this point, right now, no. People are not awakened enough to know about them. This show would be probably too far out for most people. Especially the ones where they think that, you know, the God energies are here to protect them and save them. So, you know, but yeah, under the main thing, if we had no timelines, we had no emotions, then we would not have the conditions that we have. So the fact that we live in emotions here, use emotions, is keeping you from your ascension, and it's keeping everybody here tied into the alien energies. Remember, when you deal with emotions, that's energy block in your body. Like on the last show, we did timeline crashing on positive emotions. And that was not very pleasant. It was sometimes because the mind is programmed to think that a positive emotion is very good. Some people, I think, on the program of the show last time, last Wednesday, and I'll give you the date on that if you want to listen to it, on an archive, it's the 6th of April, where we did these timeline crashings for positive energies, we'll say, positive emotions, it was very disturbing to a lot of people because I always talk about you don't want to have negative or positive emotions. And nobody really asked me to do a timeline crash until, you know, last Wednesday to actually feel the difference on it. Because most people don't understand when I tell them that. Typically, the positive ones, they think, oh, yeah, I can have positive emotions. There's nothing wrong with that. I can laugh and smile and giggle. Well, that's blocked energy, too. So, you know, it's being stored in you someplace. Remember, the body wants to be in a state of balance and not in duality. So all illnesses, you know, are from being out of balance. So if you laughed all the time and giggled and had that type of energy of emotions in you, your body would still get probably very sick because it's an energy that is not in discernment. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, I think our sponsor for tonight, Chris, is on the line now. So, Chris, are you out there?
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, hi. Good to hear you.
Right,
hi, cool. Okay, yeah, I'm here.
So,
Chris, do you have any pertinent questions tonight or anything? Or anything you'd like to tell the people?
Oh, man. Today's Paranormal Friday, right?
Yes,
Okay, so one of the things that keeps happening, and it even happened just now, and I want to know if you can shed some light on it, is a lot of times if I need to be contacted or communication needs to be made, like the number that either my number or the number that needs to be known will be off by one or will be switched around. So, for example, like say I have a job interview and they need to contact me and I don't hear anything from them. It's because they were dialing, you know, say my area code is 815, they're dialing 851 and I don't hear from them for like a couple of weeks and it's all because of like one number slip, you know, and that happens constantly. It's happened, including today, it has happened about 4 or 5 times in the last couple months. So my question is, what would you call that? Because that's pretty paranormal, in my opinion. I don't know if that's commonplace for anybody else. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is definitely strange. Yeah, the people are not understanding what they're doing when they're writing down the phone number or something like that. Because they're somehow, maybe the robotic program, here's what's probably happening, okay? Remember, okay. Taken out of time instantly. And so as you're more than likely telling them what number to write down, they may be taking the person out of time and reversing that conversation. So they're all of a sudden hearing you saying something to them in reverse. Remember, they can go back in time and reprogram it. So just because you think you're living a linear time moving forward, they can also rewind the tape and start it over again, eliminate your consciousness of what you previously had seen, and put in, reinsert, just like you do on your computer when you want to, you know, paste and copy. They can do that too. So that's probably what's happening, is that these people are being controlled that way through some type of artificial intelligent program, a robotic program. Something like that is what I would think that it would be.
Wow. Okay, so this is very interesting. I would only like to expound on it a bit further. So what you're saying basically is that in every single moment, even the one that's now and now and now, each one of those moments could easily be reprogrammed if you're like really heavily corded and stuck in time, which all of us are. It could be reprogrammed to something else. So what actually happened could be one thing, but your memory of the actual moment could be another. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Wow.
So that's, it could get, you know, we'll just say we've been on the show, we'll just say for a minute, okay, since you came on approximately. Well,
okay.
They could actually take what we're talking about and rewind this last minute and insert something else in there. That gets even more freakier. They probably don't do it a lot for that much time, but that's what they can do. because they're in control of time. Remember, all we have with us is the energy looking through the eyeglass of time. We're in the moment; they can't touch you. That's the key. That's the self-empowerment, is to be in the moment. So most people are not in the moment, so they're messed with a lot, and then they're abducted a lot because they're not in the moment. They don't know that they're being abducted, because when you live in time, then time controls you. And like someone said on the fast chat here, I'm sick of being loved to death. Yeah, that's what they're doing to you. They're loving you to death. So, you know, out there in the future someplace, you're going to see a gravestone for you. Or maybe, a yearn for something, you know, to put your ashes in. So it's very interesting. That's all on the timeline. Remember, this is why Jesus mentioned about everlasting life. That's through the ascension process, to get out of time. Very interesting. So everything that he talked about that's not, twisted or falsified, once you look at the most important key issues, you'll realize that nothing has changed at all from his teachings to what's being taught right now by the light ship. It's the same information, maybe just told a little differently with our current way of thinking. So anything else, Chris? That was great. Yeah. So yeah, we are here in the now. You know, each time you look at your watch or clock and it's ticking, moving that second hand, well, each one of those nows that you see moving can be stopped, and they can reverse time on it. And that's why people feel that some days the time goes by very quickly, other times it's very slow. And I have had people, talk to me and say, gee, Ron, I don't know what happened today, but I looked at my clock, and it said like 15 minutes after the hour. I looked at it again, and, you know, it went back 15 minutes. Now it's straight up on the hour. What happened to me today? So that's I've had people experience that just means that that time was erased, and they put you back in a different time. Much like when you get abducted and they drop you in your car on the freeway, and you wonder why you feel just a little different, like you kind of wake up and your car's maybe veering toward another car in a different lane or going off the road, and all of a sudden you go, uh-oh, what did I do wrong here? And you jerk the wheel to avoid an accident. Well, that's because they landed you in the wrong GPS location, and the car was not aiming straight on down the road. And I know that everybody listening has had that problem, you know, much like finding your keys that you lost a long time ago or something else. Or all of a sudden you look for something that you gave up on a year ago, and you open a drawer up, and there it is right on the top. And you go, how did that get?
That's happened to me.
Yep. Wow. And like I say, if you want to look at clones, you know, look at people's clothing, and look at their face, their complexion, and you may not know when they turn into a clone, but you can always normally tell that their clothing might be slightly different because they had to recreate the fabric and everything else with it, but it may not have the same wrinkles in it, or it might be a little shorter, a little bit longer. Something like that, or just a slightly different color. But, you know, we're not that conscious enough to really recognize that all the time, because we're not investigating people being clones. So it's a good thing to look at and to figure out. And you might even see somebody walking down the street, okay, and you're watching them. Maybe they're a couple hundred feet away from you, and maybe they're on the right side of you, and you just kind of, you know, looking out of your window of your house or some location, and you kind of blink your eye, and then all of a sudden they happen to move forward maybe an extra 20 feet, like they kind of ran, you know, a little distance for maybe a half of a second, and then you look, and they jump, you know, ahead, and you go, wow, what happened there, you know, so that's either they were abducted, being put down in a different location, but what happened to you when you're sitting there? You know, watching them, you're probably abducted also, and you both got put back maybe by two different alien races, and the two timelines had to merge together, and all of a sudden you're now on the same timeline, but you're both kind of altered somewhat, in your consciousness because you didn't really understand what happened, but you know something goofy happened to you as you saw that. So, you know, this is our paranormal show. Anything else, Chris, you can talk about?
You just touched on something perfect that now I want to kind of, you know, discuss. So you were saying that we as a people, we're not really that cautious. We're not looking for clones. We're not looking for different timelines. We're not really looking for any weird activity. And anytime any suspicion of weird activity takes place or something that we witness, you know, we'll remember it and we'll say, gee, I wonder what that was. That certainly was weird. But that's, you know, that's the end of that. You go about your business, whatever, whatever. I wonder, since I'm guessing that the aliens, and they're probably not going to like this one, are probably pretty cocky since, you know, they got us pretty, you know, numbed out down here. It would be interesting if everyone, not everyone, but if people, like, started paying attention more to stuff like that, you know what I mean? Because since we don't look for it, what if it happens a lot more than we think it does, you know what I mean? Like, what if the rate is a lot higher? Like, I can only maybe recollect, you know, only so many instances where something like that has taken place, where somebody's clothes was weird and, you know, they were like a couple steps further than they should have been when I looked back at them walking down the street. I think it would be interesting if, you know, I paid more attention to stuff like that, how often it would happen. So that's pretty much it. Like, you know, what would I uncover? Would I see something strange? Would one of my friends, like, disappear before my eyes and come back? You know, like, keeping your eyes peeled, I'm wondering what that would bring about, if that'll show, you know, the seams in the curtains, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I'm sure the aliens would like to actually use everybody for that experiment to see how much you can catch them. That might be a game they would like to play with everybody.
Yeah. See if you can increase their,
We can see what they're, if they can figure out what we're doing to them. What a game that would be. I wonder what the prize would be, though, if we won.
I don't know. Probably more enslavement. Who knows? They're sick. I don't know what they like. But you do always say that the dark side always likes to tell you what they're doing.
Yeah,
so that would be like the next step after movies. They would straight up, you know, show you a little bit behind the scenes and then, you know, send you off on your way. Like the Adjustment Bureau. I don't know if you guys have seen the Adjustment Bureau, but they show Matt Damon how life really is and then they just tell him to go on about his way. Like, okay, well, now you know what reality is really like and now you get to live the rest of your life knowing and nobody else knows and, you know, that's pretty much it. I wonder if that is, you know, part two, where they share certain aspects of how their technology works and how they control the human race and life down here, and they just, you know, send those people out into the world. So that'd be kind of weird, huh?
Yeah, very interesting. That would be very interesting to figure out. Wouldn't it be great if they could somehow take us out of time to a gas station and fill our gas tanks up and bring us back?
Oh, that'd be great. Or take us to Fort Knox and put some gold bars in there and then put it back? That'd be great.
Yeah.
It would shake things up a bit. It would shake things up. Not trying to give you guys any ideas, but, you know, feel free to take them. Anyway.
Yeah, I think we'd all enjoy you know, opening our front door and seeing a box there with some money in it, you know, that'd be great, you know?
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great.
So,
make my life easier.
Yeah.
So,
for duality, you know, like they say, you know, what is it? The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Well, where's the giving?
They give the
anyway.
Issues. They give the issues.
Yeah, let's try to do a clearing here. Well, I won't say let's try. We'll do a clearing. Let's do one for, let's see here. I'm trying to think what could go along with this show here. Do you have a thing for paranormal stuff, either one of you, Carrie or Chris, here?
Well, maybe what about if we do finger exercise and see where we all are?
Okay, everybody, this is your homework
all right.
Again.
I love that one.
So put your finger out, just have your body tell you, put one finger out in front of you about a foot away from your body, just stick it there and see where it lands. well, not your finger, your whole arm with your finger on it. And see where it is. If it's in front of you, directly in front, then you're fine. You're here. If it's off to the left or the right, then you're not here, and I'll ask you where you were. And you're going to say, gee, I don't know where I was. I thought I should listen to the program. Well, you're listening to us somewhere else that in the beyondo.
Ask them if they got any money lying around.
Right, yeah, and bring it back here. Well, we'll just see where everybody is. So you want to be in front of yourself. Your finger wants to be straight, dead ahead. If you're there, that's good. It means you're listening to us in the real reality. And if you're off to the left or the right, then you're probably hearing a simulcast of us being simulated in the darkness universe someplace. So you want to come back here. Kind of freaky, huh? We go everywhere. This show even goes to the darkness universes. Isn't that nice? Maybe they'll learn something. So, back to you guys.
I saw a really cool question, Carrie. Did you want to have anything?
No, go ahead.
Where was it? Where are you? Okay, Gene is asking if no good guys... if there were no good guys, would the bad guys exist? That's a good question about duality. If there were no good guys, would bad guys exist?
Well, everything in without duality, everything would be just the way it's supposed to be because there's no judgment. So you could have good and bad guys, but that would not sound right because of our verbal communication here. And so everything has free choice, free will, but there'd be no harm caused, okay? So here we have harm from bad guys, and the good guys attempt not to cause harm. But in the light universes, there's no such thing, really, because everything is working with the law of non-interference and basically no harm. So that's the way it would always work. And there's no emotions. And so you're not going to hurt anybody's feelings, so everything is perfect. Nothing is being judged. Remember, the light cannot judge itself. That's why the light cannot channel through anybody. So I may have lost a few channelers who are listening right now who think they're channeling God or angels or whatever, but the light cannot ever channel through anybody on this planet because it would be in a duality system because of the words just being used. This is why you need to go to your heart center. And when you go to your heart center, that's when you're in the now. So we got a clearing here. Looks like I'm just seeing something for pain. We can do a pain release here. So you need to specify where your pain is because the light sees you perfect. Good example. So if you do have pain, you're in pure divine perfection because that's your creation. Doesn't matter who gave it to you. If you cause it yourself, one of your soul family members hit you in a car wreck or whatever happened, this is what you're experiencing, and all experiences are perfect as far as the light is concerned. But you want to change that reality of perfection to another perfect reality of perfection, which to you would be less pain. So here we go, everybody. And you could also have alien critters there, too. This is why we have our 8-hour call coming up on Sunday. So let's get rid of some of the pain energy if we can. So one, this is body pain. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And I'll do it one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. So this is a sample clearing. This is like putting a Band-Aid on the situation, and it'll take off what it can in this present moment, but that pain energy could be throughout this lifetime, and it can also be through your genetics going into, you know, the seven generations and further. I'll do an entity release now. Entities also are attracted by pain, and they can give you pain. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie.
We'll see if Chris has
anything to add, too. How do you guys feel?
I feel good. I just have a dull lower back ache. I think that lessened it. I'm just wiggling my back a bit. Yeah, it feels pretty good. How about you, Chris?
I always think it's interesting when the energy, okay, first it's heavy, and then Ron does the command, and then I just start to feel lighter. And I always wonder, you know, for the people that, like, you know, go to your booth or that you do these sample healings for, I always wonder how it affects them. Because for me, you know, to have, let's say that before this healing started, my shoulders were, like, up to my ears. And then after the healing was done, my shoulders are, like, I don't know, right below my earlobe. Like, that's a substantial difference. And I noticed that, like, a lot of times, maybe people will be like you'll ask, did you feel anything? And they'll say, oh, well, I don't know. And I'm always curious, like, I wonder what takes place during that time to make them go, I don't know. Because it's obvious that something happens. It's very difficult, in my opinion, for something to not happen at all when you're doing something like this, or something that you're not able to recognize as something happening. So what are some of the things that that you think takes place within a person's body when they say, I'm not quite sure if anything has taken place, or I don't think something has taken place, or nothing has taken place? That's my question.
I think a lot of the people are mental, and they don't connect to their body unless you have a lot of pain. And if you have a lot of pain, then you are hoping to have the pain released from you. If you don't feel it all gone, then you think nothing has happened. So that does happen sometimes. A lady called me this morning, and she mentioned that she went into the light infusion chamber when I was in Los Angeles, and just kind of paraphrasing, I guess she had maybe like lower back ache problems off and on. It sounded like it was for quite a while, maybe I'll just say a year or so, but she had them. And then she called me up because she wanted to know about having a session, I guess, with her husband or boyfriend who has a degenerative back problem. But she says that she realized after, you know, going into the light chamber, and this could be maybe a month later,
wow,
she realized that her back doesn't hurt her any longer. And so for some people, and this is pretty common, they don't really realize what took place. And the healings are actually too good. The reason why I say that is because everything's taken away from you. The thought of having your back pain, the past history, you know, your storyline.
Completely erased.
Yeah, all that's erased, and you don't realize that you had a problem. And this is why, just for me being here to do these clearings, it's more difficult to have referrals. Now, if you only had maybe half of it released from you, or maybe only 10%, then you'd keep coming back and back, and you tell all your friends. But once it's gone and it's eliminated and erased, you know, you don't even know that you had it unless somebody tells you, hey, you know, you used to walk with a limp. You're not walking with a limp now. What would happen? And you'd go, oh, I don't know. You mean I had a limp? And that's the way the healings work. And that's the way they're supposed to work. Remember, when Jesus did his healings, what did he say? He didn't say, well, look at it now, and, you know, how long have you had it? You know, what did the people tell you about it? How did you get this problem? You know, did your parents have it? No, he just said you're healed. You know, there's no emotional state or anything else that you need to deal with. And that sometimes it's hard for some people to understand because they're used to going to a practitioner that keeps taking money from them week after week, or a therapist, and they think they're making progress, And I guess they are, you know, in the financial end of things for that person. They're making great progress, you know. But with the light shift, it's done. And if the one clearing that you're requesting doesn't help you, then you have to go to another type of clearing to go a little deeper. But the lady that went into the light chamber, she did not go in there to concentrate on her back problem. She may have asked for something else, I believe she said. And all of a sudden,
wow.
That was really, okay, so that was not her concern.
Yeah,
but she realized afterwards, after the fact, you know, weeks later, that all of a sudden her back was better, and it's still better.
Man,
and so that's
phenomenal.
Kind of the way the light ship works. They'll find out what you're dealing with, and plus you're on the light ship telling them yourself what you want to have worked on versus what you're saying down here also. Now, if they find something that's life-threatening to you, they'll work on that before anything else. And that's why
right.
It's so good. And
wow.
It's very interesting to watch people. But, yeah, there are people that say, yeah, you know, I went in there and or I had a healing. I don't feel too much. I feel a little better. But they're not conscious. They're probably just running a robotic program. And they'll feel the results or know something happened maybe after the fact, you know, quite a long time on down the road.
When talking about it is no longer applicable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when they have
wow.
to get involved with the situation, maybe of lifting something or bending over or doing something, they'll realize that, hey, this doesn't hurt anymore when I do that, or I have more movement. And that's the way
wow.
that the healings work. So it's for me, it's quite interesting to watch people. But almost everybody will leave the chamber with a smile on their face, which means right away it took away stress. And
wow.
Remember, we kind of frown and look grumpy or because we're either in pain or stress of some sort. And when they leave the chamber, almost everybody has a big smile on their face. And that's a body reaction. That's not somebody forcing their body to smile, you know. They're doing it because
yeah.
body feels better. So
it's interesting how there's almost a science. There's a bit of a science to the light ship, but you have to, like, man, you got to go deep, 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 deep. You have to realize that this isn't taking place, that isn't taking place. When you first win it, like, like what you're saying, it works too well. There's so much that takes place within that short period of time that there's nothing else. We live in duality, so everything is by comparison. What are you going to compare, like, absolution to? You can't, because it's balanced. You know what I mean? Like, anyway, so the other thing I wanted to mention was, oh boy, what was it? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a television idea, right? So, everyone, if you want to pitch a TV show to a network, here you go. It's a free idea. We have Ron use the Creation Light Ship to heal people, and then we'll have like psychiatrists or like I don't know something along those lines, and it would be cool, you know, to have it sponsored because, you know, it's a charity or something. And then Ron can heal one, like, the same person, and then they'll also go to, like, a psychiatrist or something like that. It would just be cool. It would be like a race, you know? Put it on your favorite non-cable channel. So I thought that would be cool. That's all I got so far.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, so
right?
I guess back to you, Carrie. Thank you, Chris.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Chris. Yeah, good idea. Anyone out there who knows some TV execs, they can pitch it to, pitch away.
Yeah, pitch away.
So, Gene was asking if you could activate a neutral light being. So I guess if we all go down to the picture of the light being on the page there.
Okay, yeah, that we can do. So here we go. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, feeling good, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, should be changing quite nicely right now. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. We do have a bunch of questions on here. Chris, I don't want to take time away from you if you have more.
No, not right now. I'd like to hear what these people have to say. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to find it. Somebody was asking, I think it was Ma. Oh, yes. I did, Ma is saying I did the object charging for protection from abduction. And they're wondering if that would work, Ron, if that would help.
I would say probably not. It may help a little bit, but I would say no. You have to go on to the alien attack page to do that. Because they may not, there's nothing in that object besides peace. Now, if they wanted to have peace, and they abducted you because they wanted to have peace to feel the object, then, you know, that they may like to have, but, you know, by doing an object thing for abduction, no, that's, I don't see that working at all. Maybe 1%, but it's mainly designed to give you peace, to bring energies to your body that your body is missing, and then you can integrate that into your body. Now, naturally, if your body's missing it, possibly so is your spirit, so it'll help your spirit too. But to eliminate alien attacks, you would need to go on the alien attack page. Back to you, Carrie or Chris.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go on, Chris. Go on.
Okay, I have a real quick question. I always wondered about this. So we have, unfortunately, the alien critters who like to use our bodies as home and battlefield and all kinds of things like this. Now, do these beings have, like, a home universe, and did the aliens just bring them here to torment us? Like, is that their only sole purpose? Like, that's what I would like to know, those two things.
Oh, boy. Good question. Yeah, I know they come from somewhere.
Right.
So wherever they come from, they come into us. Now, it's very possible that you are abducted to their location, right? Or let's look at it another way. You know, we have this happening here with nurses and doctors. You go to them and you get a shot, right? So they're putting something that's alien, right, into your body with a shot. That's,
yeah,
you know.
Some contraption.
Yeah, yes. And so they're giving you some type of fluid, you know, because shots are fluid. Something inside of that fluid coming into you. Well, that's still an alien energy coming into your body. Now, I'm not saying that's an alien life form, but to your body, that is alien, okay?
Right.
So we're kind of using the same word twice here. So it's a substance that comes into your body that your body has not created. So it's a foreign substance. Okay, now, let's just say that you're abducted now and you go into this alien world, and naturally you cannot say no because they don't respond
yeah,
to
don't
your
know
no, because if they would have, you have taken you to begin with, they would have heard you say no. So you're abducted now, and they take you to now their medical doctors out in the Beyondo, and they give you a shot with these alien critters, okay? And now these things are swimming around inside of you, and they may be remote controlled by these aliens too, right? Because they have the DNA of these things, and they control DNA. This is what you have to realize, that all DNA is controlled by whatever created that DNA. So all of a sudden, you're being remote controlled with these aliens inside of you, or they're controlling you too, and controlling them. And they say, okay, aliens, critters here, all these little worms, we're going to have you now go to the brain of the person. So they go, okay, I understand. I'm a robot. You know, I have this program, and we listen to our creator here, our God energy of the aliens. So they now go to your brain, and they give you brain problems. And then the aliens say, okay, critters, we want you now to go to somebody's intestine. So they now journey down there. And that's kind of the way it very possibly could work. So, yeah, these aliens that are in you and in everybody, you know, can be transferred by people shaking hands, massages, you know, anything like that, touching people, you know, brushing people, you know, like on the subway or whatever, hugging people, all these things can be transmitted from physical contact. Now, when I first did the very first show on these alien critters, and I said, you may not want to shake hands or hug people after this year. Now, some of you out there are listening and you were on that first program, a lot of people said, I just can't do that because that's what society wants me to do here. So that's another robotic program that people have, okay? Or I'm a business person and I just can't shake hands. Well, you can always bow to somebody, you know, to say, well, I now took on Buddhism and I now bow. You know, I'm a sacred person. You know, I don't want to have anybody contaminate my energy of my body, my energy field, or contact my aura. So that could be done too. But on the next call, people said, you know, I got cleaned out on the first call, and people touched me, and I actually felt physical things moving in my body, and I felt pain from these things because they were cleaned out before. You don't know how bad off you guys are until you get on these calls to get yourself cleaned out. So that's kind of how I would look at these critters because they can body hop. So why they're in us, they're just brought here from the beyond, or they're brought, or you know, when you're abducted, they put them in you, and then you come back here and you have them. So, you know, anything is possible with the aliens, believe me.
Man, seems like it.
Yeah.
The whole critters thing could even be like a large experiment just to see what can take place, because we're like the cattle, right? We're like the test subjects, so... Wow.
Yeah. We're in the petri dish.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's a good way to put it. Wow.
So, okay. Also, you know, we talked about, you know, doing natal chart clearings a while back. That'll get rid of the numbers and letters from you that you're connected to. And that's one way that they can connect to you on an abduction process, in a sense, because those energies, even though... You may not be completely abducted somewhere off in the beyond, all you are still energetically connected to these numbers and letters, and that's how they find you. So that just puts a T-shirt on you, and then they look around with their spyglass, we'll say, their telescope, and they go, ah, there's one down there. That one likes number 11, and I resonate to number 11, and I'm going to now give them a zap because they have the frequency of 11 on them. Remember, 11 is a real... common number for most people now. And in fact, if you know, like I said, if you see those consistent numbers on your clock all the time when you happen to turn your head for whatever reason, which is just because you're being mind controlled through your DNA because they know who you are, they have that connection to you, and then they remote control your head or body to turn to look at the clock, and they want you to see those numbers because that validates that they have you under their spell, okay? That's the bottom line. If you don't do that, then they know they don't have you. Then they may try something else. But that's why people have the synchronicity of numbers, and especially, you know, looking at the time on the clock all the time, and you all of a sudden look at the clock, and you know that, why am I looking at this thing? It's the same number as the day before. Well, that's what it is. Means that you're controlled by some aliens making you look at that number. So back to you, I guess, Chris. And our show's about 5 minutes more or so. So
where did the time go?
Yep.
Feels like it flew. It's only been about 5 minutes.
We're out of time on the show.
Boy.
That's why our time is ending too.
Gary, do you have anything?
There's a question on the false chat, another one from Ma, asking if there's a clearing for having a dark side cloned spirit in you.
Oh, boy.
Think what one that would be.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Cloned spirit.
Yeah, I do the Be Here Now clearing.
Yeah, and maybe the I Now Increase My Life Force energy might push it out a little bit.
Yeah, just start doing some clearings on the website. Remember, when we do these sample clearings, it's not typically going to fix you. You got to get your whole lifetime done because they're using your whole lifetime to cause you problems. So you just can't pick 1 minute out of your whole life to clear away an energy that you're involved with for 1 minute. You need to get all the minutes that you live to have a true clearing happen. That's why we do samples to show you that, you know, this the situation that you dealt with can be released from your program that you're running, but you have a big program. People could only see how many programs are running at one time. They would probably just be appalled that they're controlled so much, because your whole life is various programs running. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
I'm just wondering on the alien parasite clearing online, if you put in clone spirit, if that would have any effect.
Right now, I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't know, you know.
Yeah,
if I could say something really quickly.
Yeah,
sure.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I love being on the show, and I'm so glad that it's something that's readily available. $60, you can be a sponsor of the show. You get on, you ask your questions, and you're part of the crew. And to me, and this is only for me, the way that it makes me feel, it feels like it's a healing. Because you're in the lightship energy, you know, you're completely at peace. I can tell the difference between when I'm on the show and when I'm not on the show. That is sponsoring. To me, it feels very similar to being on the intensive. I'm not saying that it replaces it, but man, you know, it's lightship energy and it's available. So me personally, the way my mindset works is, you know, I'm going to jump on it. I'm going to jump on that opportunity. You know, you got the man with the plan here. You can ask him anything you want for $60. It's a pretty good deal.
That's great.
That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say about that. You got wonderful co-hosts like Carrie and Annika. You know, it's a good time for $60. I do it. That's it.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. It's very true.
Yeah.
I feel different when I'm co-hosting than when I'm just listening. You definitely have more going on when you're connected this way. So, yeah, so a way to do that, like Chris said, is to come on and sponsor, because Ron has to pay for all these shows, so it helps him out too very much when somebody comes on and contributes in that way. And, of course, you get what you get, what Chris is describing when you do that. So, yeah, so thanks for saying that, Chris.
Yeah, no problem. And once someone pitches that show to one of these networks, Ron won't have to pay for these shows out of pocket anymore. He'll be paid to do it. It'll be great.
Right.
Okay, so let's bring in some peace energy here for everybody as our show is coming to a close. So, and then also, if you wish to get on the Q&A coming up, we'll say in 10 minutes here, the phone number is 646-519-5800. PIN number is 9009. So if you're on an archive, we normally have these particular Q&As every Friday night, and the time would be 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So here we go. Let's bring in some peace energy. And I will have the fast chat left on in case you wish to type in something and you want to do it that way in place of, talking to people. So here we go. Peace energy. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And it's starting now. What I will say, too, is if you come on the intensives, I'm going to be giving away for everybody a special clearing. And this one here I don't normally talk about, but I'll be giving the codes out on Sunday for that. It'll be good for 1 month. And this is a special clearing. That's what I actually called it. I don't mention it too much, but this is where you can actually put in a request for what you'd like to have cleared. And, it'll be a very nice clearing for people. I only use that once in a while for people who give me a call and they say they have maybe some life-threatening disease or something, and then that clearing is used for that. Because we can go into, you know, all different types of problems with people, but that's why I have it up. So I don't normally give that clearing out to the public unless somebody, you know, really, really needs it. So that'll be on. So you can go in there and clear something that is not listed on the website.
Heavy duty.
And it has to pertain to you. So bring in more peace energy, then we'll be signing off. So thank you, Chris and Carrie. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, I'll see you probably around maybe 5 after the hour here. Need to decompress a little bit, get some water to drink. And tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. And we go to the Light Shift the first few minutes of the program. That way we can honor the people back east because it's actually midnight their time. And you can go to the Light Shift for probably 15 minutes. And we have a wonderful time there. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. Hope to hear you all on the Q&A coming up. 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009. Blessings to all of you. Good night.
Thanks, Ron. Good night. Good night, Chris.
Thank you. Good night.